welcome to the news hour of Racing HQ. We're just over 24 hours now from seeing the champion mare Winx return to the track. It'll be 10 minutes to four tomorrow afternoon when the race is set down for, but there'll be people clamouring to see every vantage point when she even arrives at the track a few hours before her race to try and make it 30 wins on the trot. The impact has been incredible on not only New South Wales and Sydney racing, but on Australian racing and international racing. People are flying in from Canada in particular, that I know of, to watch Winx tomorrow. Steve McMahon is joining us from the Australian Turf Club to discuss this. Morning to you, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's all happening at Royal Randwick today, let me tell you.
Yeah, a hive of activity, I would presume. All the Winx flags will be going up around the theatre of the horse and the like. But look, Steve, you're in the membership area. It's one thing that is really hitting home, that with the Australian Turf Club, not only the memberships, but on days where Winx is running, that the young people are coming to see her.
Absolutely. Look, the last influx of membership that we've had, over 50% of those people were young members. And by young members, we say under the age of 35, and I think if you delve down even deeper, the under 25s are a large percentage of that young membership as well. And one thing we do notice when Winx races is the amount of kids that are running around the track. The mums and dads must bring the kids along, and it's great to see that it's not just, you know, us punting purists that like to go and see Winx, but it's actually attracting a wide new audience, which is fantastic for racing.
Steve, we see the young kids, don't we, lined up with those Winx flags wherever she runs, particularly at Randwick, that they line the fences.
Absolutely, yeah, and some of them chase her along. And I think I've noticed some of the kids are the ones that you see at Canterbury on a Friday night, which is the real family focus, but it's good to see them coming to the track on a Saturday. And if we need a mighty mare like Winx to do it, then that's great. And there'll be plenty of room at Royal Randwick tomorrow for all the families to come along and enjoy.
Steve, the one thing with some of those stats you mentioned, that the under 35s, I mean, these are the new people that we need to be a part of racing, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Look, for racing to be sustainable, we need to appeal to all generations and all cultures. And tomorrow is also the Chinese Festival of Racing, where we've got a range of activities for the Chinese Australians and also for our members, and especially Winx activation, so that we can get the young kids involved and keep them coming to the track, not just tomorrow, but week after week.
And Steve, the flow through from Winx into different parts of the year, we're going to build into her last four runs of her racing career, which will sell itself anyway, but around the championships and then the Everest, are you seeing the flow through from the younger people?
Yes, we are. And just like looking at some of the early indications, like a sale for the championships, particularly day two, where we hope that Winx will be there for the Queen Elizabeth. Sales are already exceeding last year. Yesterday, just having a quick look at the figures, and even for tomorrow, we're looking at beating last year's crowd by a fair way, and we're hoping to get over 10,000 people there tomorrow. And we're seeing this trend all the way along. And as you say, it's not just the racing guys that are benefiting from Winx. It's also some of our charities through our foundation and helping the Jockeys Trust. We auction off the Winx saddle cloth every now and then. And as you mentioned, there's a gentleman named Martin from flies in to watch Winx from Canada each and every time she runs.
We were hoping Martin's plane would have been arriving before now so we could try and grab him. I know he's been reluctant, but I know you're meeting with him later. But what's he tell you? Why does he do it?
He just says he's just in awe of the magnificent mare. He works, I think he's an accountant in Canada, and we first noticed when he started bidding on online for the Winx on, we saw $10,000 pop up. We thought, gee, that's a big fig, and then someone else came in, and then he bought it. We said, oh, good on you, and then it happened again. The next time we did another auction for a charity, and this bloke was there again. So we caught up with him. I actually, he came into Melbourne for the Cox Plate last year to watch that historical feat of Winx, and I caught up with him there, and he just said, I just love her. I just love her, and he catches the plane from Canada every time she races, and he comes in. So we thought we'd take him out for a bite for lunch and say thank you for his charity work.
It'd be interesting just going into the boss and saying, hey, just need the weekend off. I'm flying to Australia to see a racehorse.
That's right. But no, it's a tribute not only to his efforts for charity, but obviously his love of Winx, but the fact that a horse can engender such passion around the whole community and, you know, getting kids and basically changing the racing scene for good.
Yeah, for sure. He hasn't, just one final one on Martin. Peter Ty's listening to this. I know Pete knows Martin. He hasn't met him, but he knows of this gentleman that flies in from Canada. He hasn't done a lot of media. He just wants to be there and enjoy the moment rather than becoming a part of the story.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've had TV shows and all kinds of people that want to go and chat to him and have a story, but no, he just politely declined. He just wants to stay private. He just enjoys coming to the races. He loves watching a race. And one time we've taken him down to the Mountain Guard, and he was, you know, quite emotional. It's just magnificent to see. And maybe you'll catch up with Peter quietly tomorrow celebrating a victory.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, well, the story of Winx and the story of memberships and the like through the Australian Turf Club are certainly on the rise. We think Winx is certainly a part of that, and it's good to know that that age group under 35 and even more under 25 are becoming members of the ATC or certainly coming to the races when she runs and on other big race days. Thanks for your time, Steve. Well, good. We'll see you out there tomorrow.
No worries. And make sure everyone gets there early because it will be a big day.
Yeah, and lots of things are being planned. You mentioned activations through the day, and I know the TAB have got a lot of things planned as well through tomorrow out there at Randwick.
Yeah, Winx pins and hats and all kinds of things. So get in early and enjoy the day. It should be a big one.
Good one. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Andrew.